Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text Number 7. The chapter heading is Divinity and Divine Service. And the reason I chose this verse, because the topic is about the Shikshastika and the glories of the Sankirtan movement. And in the Shikshastika, it is said, Vidya Vadu Jivanam, that the chanting of Hare Krishna is the life and soul of education. You see? So this verse, it indicates that actually Bhakti Yoga is the source of education. Education is a byproduct of Bhakti Yoga. And therefore, we shouldn't be so much interested in education for its own sake. And even when we study scriptures, we should remember that theoretical knowledge is one thing, but practical realization comes through the Sankirtan Yajna primarily. Yajapyanya Bhakti Kalau Kartavya Kirtanakya Bhakti Samyogenaiva. Jiva Goswami says in the Sandarbhas, we should perform all the limbs of devotional service, the nine main limbs of devotional service, but in order for them to be effective, they must be done in conjunction with Kirtanakya Bhakti Samyoga, which means kirtan, or chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Purport. Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, to be something like material, emotional affairs, may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. According to them, bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the shudras, vaishyas, and the less intelligent woman class. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore, it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord, and it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti. To achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a science, and it is open for all living beings, including the shudras, vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born shudras. So what to speak of the high-class men like the qualified brahmanas and the great self-realized kings? The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc., are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual. And the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Naishkarmya means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. This is the sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee, who has other good qualities, namely knowledge, attachment, etc., but one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. Vasudeve Bhagavate Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayacha Shuvai Ragyam Gyanam Chayad Ahoitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumbalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Adi Guru Prabhu was supposed to give class and he said he wasn't well, so please give your blessings to Adi Guru that he can quickly recover. He's coming on Harinam today, so I hope he will survive. It's not too cold, I hope. So anyway, I'm grateful for the opportunity from Adi Guru, and if he's listening online, thank you very much, Adi Guru Prabhu, for putting me on the spot here. Actually, he gave me a day's notice, so that was very nice of him. The purport, I noticed, has the word the bhakti cult mentioned quite a few times. So, of course, when we think of the word cult, we think, well, we better not use that word because it might alienate people. And what is meant by cult? Well, part of the meaning of cult is it's a shared view of the world that only the members have. That is an aspect of a cult. And that aspect is very appropriate to the Hare Krishnas. As the Bhagavad Gita says, what is night for the living entities in general is the time of awakening for the introspective sage. And what is the time of sleep for the introspective sage is the time of awakening for the living beings in general. What that means is, generally living entities are very much interested in material activities, whereas the devotee is oblivious to that. He has no desire for such things. But the living entities in general have no concept even of spiritual life, but the devotees are very much engaged in that. So we see the opposite effect. So when you bring the two people together and you have a conversation, you'll find there'll be a disconnect, there won't be any common ground, because devotees and non-devotees, they live in different paradigms, and therefore it's very difficult to explain the higher taste to a materialist. Materialists, we like, that sounds absolutely horrible, waking up early in the morning and you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't have illicit sex. I mean, how do you survive? No drugs. I mean, that must be so dry, so boring. And the devotee's thinking, no, it's sweet, it's nectar. It's just nectar. It's nectar to get up early in the morning, see the beautiful form of Krishna. So anyway, to engage in deity worship, you have to tie your dress a certain way. So I did that recently and I didn't know how to do it, so I went on YouTube and googled how to wrap a chadar around you, and then I found this lovely YouTube video, Nityananda Balaram. He has so many ways he can show you on YouTube how to tie a chadar. He's got this side, that side, and he wraps it this way. So now I have a couple of methods, and thank you very much, Prabhu. I just thought I'd mention you there, because although we're talking about Sankirtan, we should remember that, as I mentioned, Anya Kalau Bhakti, other forms of devotional service are imperative. Kartavya, this is Jiva Goswami uses the term Kartavya. Kartavya means it has to be done. We're not fanatics. We don't say we only chant Hare Krishna. The other limbs of devotional service have to be done. Therefore, we have to give them all due respect. So now that I've given all due respect to all the other limbs, now we can talk about Sankirtan and how it's the best. Mahaprabhu says it's the best. He says, Taramaji Sarva Sresha Nam Sankirtan Nirapalad Nam Loyali Pai Premadana. Of all the nine processes of devotional service, the best is Sankirtan. Namasankirtan, and if you perform it without offence, Niraparadi, remember, without offence, that's very important, then Paya Premadana, or Loye, Niraparadi Nam Loye Paya Premadana. You'll get Premadana, which means what? The Krishna Prema, wealth, the wealth, our goal, our Prayojana. Prayojana, are you awake? Haribo! Prayojana, when you think of Prayojana, I think of Prema. Prema is Prayojana, right? Anyway, pardon? Das is best. Haribo. So anyway, so the purport, Prabhupada is very particular to point out that the bhakti is scientific and it is the highest most. He doesn't want us to think that bhakti is some sentimental thing. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and chanting, and when he was in Varanasi, the sannyasis, who were the top of society, they are the great elevated personalities. They're situated in the mode of goodness. They meditate on Brahman. They study the Vedanta Sutra. They're intellectuals. They're gyanis. They are philosophers. Even the royal order offers respect to such personalities. And in their pride, they looked down upon Mahaprabhu and his associates. And they described their activities as Taur Yatrika. Taur Yatrika means what the musicians do, music. So according to the Vedic system, musicians, they aren't the topmost. The philosophers are the topmost. Musician is Shudra class. So they were thinking, this sannyasi, you know, he has so many lovely qualities. He's beautifully effulgent. But why is he not spending his time studying Vedanta Sutra? And what did Mahaprabhu reply? Murka tumi tamara nahika Vedanta adhikar. You know, Krishna mantra japasada, a mantra sar. He says, my guru told me, I'm a fool. I'm not qualified to study the Vedanta Sutra. Therefore, I should just chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, of course, by the power of Mahaprabhu, he converted Prakashananda Saraswati. And once you convert the leader, then you convert the followers as well. And he had thousands of followers. So it was a great victory, and that was by the potency of the Supreme Personality of God, or Godhead, Mahaprabhu. So we learn from this that just by chanting Hare Krishna, all knowledge comes automatically. And that's what's said in the Sanskrit verse that we recited. Janaya, so here's a little lesson in Sanskrit. Jana means birth, right? And if you want to make it causative, aya, the little bit aya means it's causative. So it causes the awakening, it causes the arising of vairagyam and jnanam. Vairagyam means detachment and jnana means knowledge. So it's very important that we don't forget about vairagya. Vairagya means detachment, and we can actually become advanced in devotional service without detachment. So if we're watering our material desires and we're engaged in the Sankirtan mission, then our material desires will also be watered and they will ultimately choke the creeper of devotional service. So at the moment I'm reading the biography of Ayendra Prabhu, and I was quite astonished at the level of his austerity. So the Bhagavatam says, Yaya samoita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manatinartam tadkritam chavipajati. Now, due to the illusory energy, the living entity thinks the body, which is trigunatmaka, it's mainly made of the modes of material nature. The living entity thinks this is atma, it is myself. Yeah, trigunatmatam. Paropi manote. Paropi means although it is transcendental. So as spiritual beings, we have nothing at all to do with our bodies. We are para. Para means transcendental. Paropi manote nartam tadkritam chavipajati. And therefore we get so many unfortunate development of anarthas due to that bodily attachment. Tadkritam means it's caused by us, because our nescient activities sow seeds of desire in our hearts, which causes birth and rebirth and rebirth. That is the cause of the cycle of birth and death, and we have to transcend. Now, Ayendra Prabhu, he wasn't a scholar. Now, I heard a story from Gopal. Gopal was the Madanga player of Ayendra Prabhu. He was once singing Rasingade prayers, and he turned to someone, either Gopal or someone, and said, what's the next line? And I'm thinking, how does he not know the next line? But Ayendra Prabhu was so much into the Maha Mantra that he didn't actually know so many shlokas. But actually, when you hear his classes, they're so full of realization. He has so much realization. Now, he was a real practitioner. So I mentioned this verse from the Bhagavatam, how we're not the body. Yaya samoita jiva. Ayendra takes it a step further. He's saying, okay, we're not the body. Therefore, who are we? Okay, atato brahma jigyasa. We should inquire about Brahman, then we find out who we are, right? Ayendra's, he's not happy just to think, I'm not this body. Actually, if we're materialistic, I mentioned the materialistic devotees like myself, I'm very much on the bodily platform of life, so I know theoretically I'm not the body, but I don't have any kind of feeling for it, right? But there are devotees who are more in the mode of goodness, and their material desires are less, and they feel, I am not the body. They start to feel, I don't feel attachments to material things, and they become very peaceful. But that's not enough. One has to realize, you know, jivera swarupa hoy krishnera nityadas. What does that mean? The actual swarup, or the real essence of who we are, is Krishna das, to be servant of Krishna. Jivera swarup means the new, real nature. Swarup means nature. Swarup also means form. So Ayendra Prabhu, he was so serious about his devotional service that he started to fast. And he fasted, and he said to Srila Prabhupada, you know, if you don't help me realize who I am, then I don't want to maintain my body anymore. And he fasted. And he fasted so much, he actually collapsed. And devotees found him. The doctor later said, if you hadn't found him, you know, if you'd found him later, he would have left his body. Because he was so serious about his fasting. He had so many shalagram shilas. He was offering them, boga, and he was distributing it, but he wasn't eating it himself. And he was practicing the occupation of the python. Everyone know the occupation of the python? Ajagaravriti means python does not make any endeavor for food. Python just waits. And then when some unfortunate animal passes by, the python captures the animal. So Ayendra Prabhu was following this. He wasn't making any endeavor to cook food for himself or to purchase food or anything. But when someone offered him some food, he would accept it. That's ajagaravriti, the occupation of the pythons. And by doing that, he had so many realizations. And if you want to know them, you can read the biography. But the point I'm making is, vairagya, not only is vairagya the byproduct, which is what the verse says, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. Not only is bhakti yoga the byproduct, Vairagya, the byproduct of bhakti, but vairagya is necessary in order for our bhakti to flourish. You see, so it's both necessary and sufficient. Bhakti is necessary and sufficient. Vairagya is neither necessary nor sufficient, but it is helpful and it is a natural product of bhakti. Okay, so that connects with the Chaito Dharpana Margina verse, which, let's go through the meaning. First of all, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam means cleansing the mirror of the heart. Chaito Dharpana Marjanam? Bhava Mahavadavagni Nivapanam means to stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. Then, what's the next line? Shriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, which means to spread the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities, which is the chanting. It's interesting. That chanting is the waxing moon. Shreya Kairava Chandrika. Chandrika means the moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. And then Vidya Vadu Jivanam. So Vidya Vadu Jivanam means the life and soul of all education. So what is meant by education? Well, Prahlad Maharaj has given a definition. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Iti Pum Sharpita Vishnau Bhaktis Chen Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavachada Tan Manyeditam Uttamam. The topmost education is the nine processes of devotional service. And I won't go through them all because I think most of you know them. But as I mentioned before, Mahaprabhu said Taramaji Sarva Srishta Naam Sankirtan. Of the nine, the best is Naam Sankirtan. So the point I want to make here is Naam Sankirtan is education. So we can study the books, which is very enlightening, but if we don't do the Nam Sankirtan, we won't get the realization. And the realization is that mood when you become enthusiastic. Now, the word enthusiasm, it can be broken down in theos. Theos means God. So in theos means the spirit of the divine spirit enters your heart. Now, what does that mean in terms of Prabhupada's language? It means bhakti yoga. Bhakti enters the heart. Bhakti is the samvit and ladini shakti combined, and it enters the heart. Bhakcha sanjataya bhakcha, by causeless mercy. It said here, jnanam chayada hoitikam, causeless knowledge, means you can't do it through study. Knowledge actually comes from within the heart, and that comes through the mercy of the devotees. And why do the devotees mercy? Why does it matter? Because the devotees carry bhakti in their heart. So actually the mercy of the devotee can be traced to the mercy of bhakti, because devotees have bhakti in the heart. So if you please the devotee, then you become advanced spiritually. Why? Because bhakti, who's residing in the heart of the satisfied devotee, she decides to bestow her mercy upon the person who has done service to the devotee. You see? So that is the process. So we should always be eager to perform Sankirtan. Now, I've mentioned chanting the holy names, but Srila Prabhupada referred to book distribution as Sankirtan. Ayendra Prabhu likes to point out that he didn't, which is also true, because he wrote a letter, I'm happy with your book distribution and Sankirtan. So on that particular letter, Prabhupada is saying Sankirtan means Harinam and book distribution is something separate. But at other times, Prabhupada did say book distribution is Sankirtan. And the reason is, there's a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kali Yugi Yuga Dharma Namara Prachar. The Yuga Dharma, which we know to be Sankirtan, is Namara Prachar, which means propagation of the holy names. Therefore, if we spread Prabhupada's literature, we're spreading the holy name, you see. So in that sense, it is Sankirtan, you see. So I was lucky today. I did a bit of Sankirtan this morning. I distributed on chanting and one of the pink flyers at 4:20 in the morning. So how did that happen? Well, all you have to do is, if you wear a dhoti, people will approach you. So I realized I didn't have enough petrol in my car, so I stopped at the petrol station. And when I went to pay, there was a little hatch, because they're not going to let me in at that time in the morning. And there was a Hindu gentleman there, and he went, Jai Shri Krishna, because he saw my dhoti. So I said, Jai Shri Krishna, and I went back to my car, and I got out my leaflet and handed it to him, because today is Thursday Harinam Day, so I carry my pink leaflets and my on-chanting booklets. But at the point I want to make is, it's always good to be visibly a devotee, and it's always good to have books or some literature in your car or in your pocket, or even to have some prasadam in your pocket, because you never know who you might meet. Now, Sankirtan can be difficult. If you're just reading books in the street, it can be very tough, and you get butterflies in your stomach before you go out because it's a bit of an austerity. But there's an easier type that you can do, is just to have it with you and just to be visibly a devotee. I used to walk around with, some of you may know, I have these big Hare Krishna sweatshirts. There's this Muslim shopkeeper in near Asda who prints them for me. He was a friend of Bhajja Hari, who started the trend of wearing these big sweatshirts. Garga Muni has one as well. I think he might be wearing one today. He's got the black and white one. I gave that to him. So it's very good. If you walk around Watford or anywhere wearing that, then you'll be approached after a while by someone who is a devotee or has some affinity for Krishna. If you go shopping, even if you're in the supermarket and you're wearing your Hare Krishna sweatshirt, someone will approach you, and then you have a conversation. So I'm just bringing this up because it's easy Sankirtan. That's such an easy type of Sankirtan. There's no effort involved. You don't have to find who's a devotee or who's favorable, because they will just come and approach you, you see. So I thought I'd conclude by mentioning how Krishna, when he's talking with the gopis, he mentions Sankirtan. And the gopis, when they talk to Krishna, they mention Sankirtan too. So Krishna, what Krishna tells the devotees the gopis, etavajjam masapalyam dehinam ihadehishu, prana arta dia vacha shreya acharanam, shreya acharanam sada, that the purpose of life is to engage one's prana. What does prana mean? Life, yes. To engage one's life, artha, what does that mean? Wealth. Dia, dhiya, intelligence, thank you. Paramakruna is awake. Vacha, words. So you engage these four things, prana, life, wealth, intelligence and words in shreya for the welfare of others. That's sankirtan. Sankirtan means not for our own selfish interest. Sankirtan means for the welfare of others. Sankirtan means congregational chanting. It means distributing knowledge to others. It means namara prachar, as I said, from the Adi Lila. Namara prachar means propagation of the holy name. So this is Krishna telling the gopis that the purpose of life is to engage in sankirtan. And the gopis, they also tell the same thing to Krishna. Tavakatam ratam tapta jivanam kavibiri ditam kalmasapaham shravana mangalam shri madatatam buvigrinantiye burida janaha. So tavakatam ratam means topics of Krishna. Krishna kata. The gopis are speaking to Krishna. So tava means your. Your kata amrita, your nectarian topics, tapta jivanam, are the life for those who are afflicted by material suffering. Tapta means heat. The material world is like a hot place. The Shikshastika describes Dava Mahagni Nirvapanam, the extinguishing the forest fire. So tapta jivanam means it's cooling. The sankirtan is cooling. Krishna kata, it cools the material desires in the heart that burn like fire. Kavibiriditam kalma sapaham, it is spoken by the sages in parampara. Now parampara is very, very important. When we sang this morning the bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, you may notice that two of the verses end with Rupa Raghunatha Podi, right? Rupa is there twice. Why say the same thing twice? Because Narottam Das Thakur is so attached to his guru's lotus feet, Rupa Raghunatha Podi. You see, this wonderful bhajan, it summarizes devotional service. There is a desire for advancement. Gauranga Baliti Hobi Pulaka Sharira Hari Hari Baliti Nayane Babinira. I want to be able to chant Gauranga, and I want tears to flow down my eyes, for my hair to stand on end, for my body to shiver. This should be our desire. We want to actually experience our devotional service, not that it's mechanical. Then what happens? Our Kabi Nitai Chandar Karuna Hobi, when will Nityananda give me mercy? And that will destroy all my desires, which are impediments to my devotional service. And what happens when your desires are eliminated? The mind becomes pure. Mahaprabhu says, Anyare Ridoya Mana, Mora Mana Vrindavan, Mani Vani Eka Kori Jani. That's the mood of Radharani. Radharani is thinking, for others, their heart is their mind. Whatever you keep in your heart, that's what you think about. If you are obsessed with wealth, that's what you think about. So Radharani is saying, my heart is Vrindavan, so my mind is Vrindavan, because my mind is my heart. Mora Mana Vrindavan. Mora Mana Vrindavan means the heart, the consciousness becomes Vrindavan consciousness. And Prabhupada uses that term, Vrindavan consciousness. So when the mind becomes purified, Kabihama Hera Bo Shri Vrindavan, I will see Vrindavan. Vishaya Chariya Kabi Shuddha Hobby Man. When my mind becomes pure, Shuddha Hobby Man, the mind becomes pure, then I will see Vrindavan. And I personally believe that Ayendra Prabhu had purified mind. That's why he was always talking about Vrindavan. There's two topics he always talked about, the holy name and Vrindavan. But the two are connected, because when the mind becomes purified through chanting, then our mind becomes identical with Vrindavan. Prabhupada says, the mind and Vrindavan are one and the same. And this is the mood of Mahaprabhu. So then, how to get that? It is through attachment to the Guru. And we sing that. Oh, can't read it. Sri Guru Charani Rati Esi Rutama Gati. The highest goal is attachment to the lotus feet of the Guru. So Rupa Raghunatha Padi Hoi Biyakuti. Narottam Das Thakur. When will I have attachment to the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha? Kabi Habi Bhuja Bose Se Yugala Pariti. Then I'll be able to understand the conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Rupa Raghunatha Padi Rahu Mora Ash. It is my constant desire. Pratana Karoi Sada Narottama Das. Therefore Narottam prays. Pratana means prayer. So the works of Narottam Das Thakur are referred to as Pratana. So many prayers, beautiful prayers. And this is devotional service made easy. So I mentioned this, the whole point of this class was to say that knowledge, or Vidyavadu Jivanam, knowledge comes from chanting of Hare Krishna. So if we don't have time to study all the Vedas, which we don't, then we can study the Vedanta Sutras, which is more concise. And if we're not qualified to understand the Vedanta Sutra, we can read Srimad Bhagavatam, which is easier. If we don't have time to read the Bhagavatam, but we should have, then we can listen to the songs of the Acharyas, like Narottam Das Thakur. It's more condensed. And if we don't have time for that, then we just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you all very much for tolerating me, and I hope I said something inspiring. It was a hard act to follow. We had our wonderful Godruma Prabhu, who was indoctrinated into the Garanga cult in Scotland, and you could see the enthusiasm. He was recalling how he was going out at night, 10 o'clock at night, and painting and sticking the Garanga posters all over the towns, etc. That's the nectar. And not everyone's into that, but I would have no complaints at all if someone at 10 o'clock tonight goes out and does the same. I'm not going to complain. But not everyone might approve of it, but anyway. And then we had wonderful Jai Krishna Prabhu, who's an actor, he's a very lovely speaker, and he got everyone fired up with his wonderful kata. So I found it very difficult to follow the two of them, but I tried to have a lively kirtan, and thanks to our lovely Tanya Madanga playing, it was quite nice. I wasn't planning to chant Nitai Gauranga, but I just thought, let's go for it, you know. It's what we do at Harinam, what we do in the evenings, Saturday night. So we want to get everyone to chant Hare Krishna, and it's wonderful if you go out on Saturday night. Now, one of the things is when you chant the whole mantra, the public generally don't get it. So then we split up the mantra, Hare Krishna. Then the public go, Hare Krishna. And you can see they suddenly start smiling because now they get to take part in the chanting. They were dancing, but they couldn't figure out what the words were. But now they get to chant. And then someone points to the banner. It's all written there, Hare Krishna. And we do that a few times and they really get into it. And then we go back to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, really fast, and then they all start dancing. So this dancing and chanting, it is so potent, we should underestimate what this is doing. One time Prabhupada saw some people chanting, and he was so happy. He said, their devotional life has begun. And that's how we should see it. Of course, we want to fill the ashram with people who want to dedicate their lives or to give, even not if their whole life. You know, when Prabhupada came and started this Hare Krishna movement, the mood was, just give this one life to Krishna. And afterwards, we weren't so fired up. They said, just give a few years to Krishna. Live in the ashram. And now, it's like, who lives in the ashram anymore? As it was pointed out, who's even a brahmachari? We can't even find them. Well, Paramakruna is the brahmachari here. Taruna. We have three. I see three brahmacharis in this room. Four. No, three. Five. So we have to go to the Hare Krishna temple early in the morning to find five brahmacharis. Jai. But we don't want it to go any further. So we want to stop here and we say, no, we're not going to. If this carries on, then we'll have empty temples and all the service will be done by people living outside. They'll come in the morning, open the door. The temple will be empty. We don't want that. We want a nice big ashrams. You know why? Because if we have extra people, then the extra people can go in Harinam. And today, that's what it's all about. You know, people living in the ashram, that you don't understand that we grihasthas, we're suffering because we want to go out in Harinam with people, but we can't find anyone. So we come to the temple and say, please come out in Harinam with us. And fortunately, today, we're going to have, from both the marriages ashrams and the Prabhu's ashrams, I hope, we're going to have people going out on Harinam for Thursday. And it's not so long. We used to do 8 hours, and it used to kill the Brahmacharinis, because I heard from Shachimata afterwards, she said, it's so much effort. They have so much service next morning, and they do 8 hours of Harinam. But we only do about 5 hours or 4.5 now. So we do from 11 till 1:30 and from 2:30 till 4:30. So you get lunch at Govinda's restaurant. So it's a lot easier. So don't be put off by the 8 hours. We've fallen. We used to do 8 hours. Now we've fallen. We only do 4.5 or whatever, 5 hours if we're feeling more lively. And we leave just, I usually leave just before the peak hour, so we get cheaper transport. So I advise you all, I beseech you all, please come, make some free time. And we want to fill up the ashram. And Akandari Prabhu, he's working on this project, just to let you all know. And we've had lots of consultations, and now we're trying to develop a nice program. We're trying to develop a nice Saturday program that's going to be so good that all the Sankirtan devotees will be confident that if they meet anyone on the street, they can send them to this program, and they will be, this person will be properly looked after with wonderful kirtan, wonderful class, and first-class prasadam. And it will be first-class prasadam. So this program, we want this program to be a success, and we want it to be every Saturday, so that you always know that you can send the person at a certain time, which will be Saturday afternoon, and they will get the full package. And not only that, we want these people to come and associate with the more senior devotees, people like Premanava Prabhu, who went on the street for years and years. Here's Rubin Prabhu, went on the street. They know they have a certain bhakti in their hearts, and that's infectious. So if you associate with advanced devotees like that, then these newcomers, they will, not only will they chant Hare Krishna, not only will they chant rounds, not only will they come to the point of initiation, but even before that, they will want to go out on the streets and distribute Prabhupada's books. They will want to do Harinam Sangatan, they'll want to distribute prasadam, and they will want to live in an ashram, give a certain proportion of their lives to full-time service, going out on the street day in, day out. Because if you go out 7 days a week or 6 days a week, it builds momentum. We all know this. We know this from the Prabhupada Marathon. It changes your consciousness. But why change your consciousness for December? Why not just do it all year round and just be high forever, right? We want that. And if we get an ashram, both ashrams, full up with fired up people, then Bhaktivedanta Manor will not only be the biggest temple in Europe, not only be the wealthiest temple in Europe, but it will have the highest bhakti in the hearts of the residents of the whole of Europe. Do we want that? Of course we do. Jai. Because at the moment, apparently, it's even more fired up in Wales than it is here. And that is disgusting. It's from reliable sources, because Akandari Prabhu doesn't lie. He knows it is. So we want that same mood to be here, so that we can actually set an example to the other temples as well. So anyway, that's my little spiel. So thank you all very much, and I've left a few minutes for comments or questions. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Actually, the manor used to be what it is. The manor is the biggest temple in the world, actually.
Yes.
Outside India. And we used to have the biggest Sankirtan party.
Mm.
We used to have a huge ladies' party, men's party.
We used to have the biggest party.
Yeah. We used to have a huge Sankirtan party, a huge ladies' party, men's party. And now there's only 2 or 3 devotees going out. So you're right, we really do need to now, you know, revive the Sankirtan in this temple.
Well, we should all pray. We should all pray that it happens. Why don't we all say Gauranga really loudly and pray to Gauranga that we will have a wonderful male and female ashram that will do Sankirtan regularly. And they'll be able to go out. And that means that not only will it be wonderful for the temple, it'll be wonderful to the congregation, because they'll be able to join when they have spare time, and it'll be best for everyone. So everyone, Gauranga. Gauranga! Thank you.
And then we should beat Wales.
We should. Okay, we're getting competitive here. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada loved competition. Okay, Ruben, Prabhu. Then we can have Coco.
I was just thinking about projects that are enthusiastic like that, and perhaps he could just say a couple of words about Ram Roy's project.
Chaitanya Prabhu, you've been put on the spot. Say a few words about Ram Roy, Prabhu.
So Ram Roy Prabhu, he's been doing daily Harinam for almost 11 years now in New York City. He hasn't had a fixed place. He hasn't stayed in the temple the whole time. A lot of times he had to rent different places, and he moved around a few times, and he also hasn't had a fixed crew. But throughout the whole time, he's been fixed, and he's been doing it for, I think, 7 years. He was doing 6 hours every day, 7 days a week, and now he's doing 4 hours every day, 6 days a week, but he's still doing it.
Jai.
Pretty much, he's doing it 6 days a week. Definitely for me, from joining that, that was like the first time I lived in an ashram. That was the first time I had the, you know, you hear all the stories of back in the day we used to go out on Harinam, do book distribution. The prasad was amazing. So many things you hear. That was the first time I actually experienced living in a temple and actually going on a sankirtan. It seemed like Krishna consciousness, ISKCON became a whole different thing. Before it was only Sunday feast, so I'll go to the temple. Now I was going out every day and I was giving Bhagavad Gita to people. Jai. People were asking me questions. I didn't know the answer. I had to study the books.
You had to study the books to speak to people. Wonderful.
So it was a definitely
thank you.
A good experience.
Yeah, several years ago I went to the same ashram, spent a couple of weeks there, and every day we went out doing 6 hours. It was freezing cold in the subway and it was just ecstatic. So Jai. Okay, Coco.
Jai, I was in a car the other day with Gujruma Prabhu, and you were there also. And this was also Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. And he said, Sankirtan means to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comforted.
That's wonderful. That's very good. Relates to the verse I mentioned, right?
It's so true. Oh, to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comforted.
Afflict the comfortable, yeah?
Yeah, so that's really true. I haven't
shake 'em up.
Tasted yet, you know that this sankirtan really be on fire, because I've just been staying at the manor. So since
only time separates.
So sometimes I want, you know, like if someone is on the street and then we're coming up to them and we're like trying to afflict them, you know?
Yeah.
I get really shy because I'm like, well, you know, these are nice people, you know, I don't have to, like, be so hard on them by breaking the news to them, you know, that you're not the body and all of this is useless. Like, how do you say that to them? Any advice?
Well, Ruben Prabhu does it day in, day out. He can give you advice.
The main thing for me is that the reality is that they're suffering and they're trying to find happiness in a place that they can't find happiness. So the impetus to tell them something that will allow them to find happiness, real happiness, allows me to disturb them. Because I think that that same knowledge changed my life, so why wouldn't I give someone else a chance? And I think, how will I give them that chance? Because that's the only thing that made a huge difference to my life, was to just start chanting Hare Krishna, and then everything starts to change. So why wouldn't I, even if it disturbs them, that's the nicest kind of disturbance they'll ever get in their life. And it pleases Srila Prabhupada to disturb them like that. So why not we try like that?
Jai. Anyway, I want everyone to give your blessings to Bhakti and Coco, because she has a lovely initiative. She wants that the women's ashram engage in regular Harinam Sankirtan, because they have the desire, but they're not trained up with the instruments. So she has a plan, and if we all pray sincerely, then this plan will happen. And it will be very enlivening that we have a temple with devotees going out regularly on Harinam Sankirtan. It's just going to be wonderful. So everyone give your blessings. Haribol. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Akija. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitai Gaura Pramanandi. Haribol.